My name is Willy Oosthuizen and I'm a partner at Chefson & Wiley.
Hi, my name is Kate Oosthuizen and I'm a partner at Chefson & Wiley.
We're doing a podcast series relating to the Protection of Personal Information Act in order to help our clients to educate themselves so that they can be compliant by the 1st of July 2021.
We thought it would be a good idea to deal with some of the common terminology that's popped up in terms of the Act, because they're not terms that we use every day.
I've found it really, really confusing, Kate, I must say. It's a very, very difficult Act, in my opinion, to read and to make sense of. What do you think?
It makes me happy that you said that, because I had the same problem. Right, so just to go through some basic terms with which you may not be familiar. The first is data subject.
A data subject is basically the person that the information is relating to. So everyone is a data subject. We've all got personal information about ourselves, and certain companies or certain people will be gathering and processing that information about us.
Another useful one is a responsible party. A responsible party is generally the party, person, company that decides what information is collected, why it's collected, and how it's processed. This is typically the collector of information, but not always.
Can you give us an example, a working example of that? Because it is quite difficult to kind of get our minds around the technical terms if you don't have an example.
For example, this firm is one. We're a responsible party. We receive information, data from clients, and then we process it in the ordinary course of our jobs and we store it.
Okay, so another example of this would be, say, at Chefson & Wiley, we would gather the information of clients, but we also gather the information of our employees, and we are the responsible party relating to their information. We have to hold on to their information, process it, store it in a responsible way, and do it in terms of the Act itself.
That brings up another important one, which is the definition of processing. Processing is essentially anything that you do with information. It's the collection of information, storing information, writing information down, loading it, sharing it, communicating it. All of that falls under processing, and it's deliberately broad in terms of the Act.
Yes, it is very broad, and I think that they want to make it so it's a catch-all. You can't really say, well, I didn't process the information. The only people I would say that don't process information is, say, for example, fiber optic cables. They're not processing information when it's going over the internet, but each party on either side are processing the information.
It's essentially any operational activity that has to do with data. The most important one for our purposes, and it's what the Act is named after, is what is personal information?
Well, personal information essentially is everything that relates to a particular person. And it's not just a person as in a natural person in South Africa, it's also companies or a juristic person. And one of the important exceptions, though, is that it has to be a living person. So I know that sounds strange when it comes to companies, but companies that are operational, so it only will apply to operational companies and it will only apply to living persons. Once somebody is deceased, then there's no expectation that their personal information will be protected.
Yeah. With a small proviso, in that if there is a defunct company, but that defunct company has a data storage base or something like that, that would still have to be POPI compliant. You
yes,
agree?
Yes, because it relates to the personal information, perhaps, of other people.
Yes.
So once, if a company becomes defunct, then perhaps the company itself's information about the company is not supposed to be protected, but any information that they were holding themselves would have to be protected.
Yeah. So again, like processing, the definition of personal information is deliberately broad, but there are certain things, as Verley said, say the information of a deceased person, that won't fall under POPI, and there are some other exceptions as well.
One exception is that POPI does not apply to any information that is purely household information. So, for example, if somebody is processing information about their domestic worker, that is not going to have to be POPI compliant. And if perhaps there's dating information on a dating website,